That story I'm going to share with you, it happened about a few months ago. So there was one evening when I had actually two programs, like back-to-back, one in our masjid, Frisco Masjid, and the other one was a different masjid. So the Frisco Masjid program was trivia night. So we usually what we do is we give gift cards to the top three winners. So we gave some gift cards, alhamdulillah, and we were left with one extra gift card. So one of the brothers from board members from the masjid over there, he said, "Hey, Sheikh, you're going to another masjid right now for a program, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "How about this? Why don't you take that, you know, gift card, give our salam to the community, and basically ask questions or a question, and whoever answers the question correctly, go ahead and give it to them, inshallah." So I went there. I said, "Okay, alhamdulillah." So I went there. I gave the talk. I gave the lecture. And I asked the question. I shared the story. I said, "Hey, we had a program, and this is an extra gift card. So, I'm coming, inshallah, to share with you tonight." And I asked the question. And that question was about Masjid Al-Aqsa. I remember very well. So one brother from Musallin, he raised his hand. And he answered the question. Alhamdulillah. So I give him the gift card. Now, right after the program, I had a chance to talk to the brother. So I said, "Jazakallah khairan, that was an easy question, all right? I think the gift card was like $50 or something, so I wanted to make sure that, you know, who answered the question, who takes the gift card, answer like tough question, you know." So fast forward, I spoke to the brother and I said, "Brother, jazakallah khairan, it was a very good answer." And then I asked the brother, "Where are you from?" He said, "Sheikh, let me tell you my story. I am actually from Germany, okay? And I was not supposed to be here today." So I told him, "What is the story?" He said, "This is my first time in the U.S. I was in Seattle. There was a work over there. And I was on my way back to Germany. The flight, basically there was an emergency landing in the DFW airport. And when I got in the airport, they told us that we'll have to spend the night here in Dallas. And tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to catch the flight back to Germany." And so I said, "You know what, instead of just going to the hotel, maybe I can go to the masjid." I Googled, and subhanAllah, I found the masjid, this masjid. And I came here, listened to the lecture, and I answered the question. And I'm going back to Germany tomorrow. So that's the story. And I was like, subhanAllah, al-Aliyyil Azeem. Like, this brother wasn't even meant to be here today, or that evening, right? But he came, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rerouted him just like that because his rizq and the gift card was written for him. Can you imagine that? That's the ikhwani, the lesson that you and I need to learn. The qadiyah, or the issue of rizq, the provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ فورب السماء والأرض إنه لحق مثل ما أنكم تنطقون. Allah says, your rizq is maktub. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears. He doesn't need to swear. لا يحتاج أن يقسم سبحانه وتعالى أن يقسم. فقال فورب السماء والأرض. I swear by the Lord of the heavens and the earth. إنه لحق. It is truth. It will come to you just as you are talking right now. Subhanallah. It's a haqq that you and I can talk. Right? So imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your rizq will come to you. You know, the qadiyah of rizq, yaqwani, and as imams, we deal with people, we interact with people. And we deal with a lot of brothers, especially, may Allah make it easy for the brothers in the tech field. There are a lot of jobs insecurities, a lot of layouts, yeah. Too much, it happens. Like literally, you have a job, everything is going well, all of a sudden, you check the system, inactive, khalas. Right? So brothers, they talk to us and say, "Sheikh, we're going through a lot." And losing a job is one of the tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so I always interact with people, and I'm pretty sure a lot of imams, and we see how you know, distressed people become when they lose their jobs or when they're going through some financial difficulties. That is not easy at all. So now it's our job and our role to kind of calm them down with a story like this. Like, look at this brother. This is the first time in the U.S., right? The brother was in Seattle. He was not supposed to be even here in Dallas. And he ended up being in the masjid. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written the rizq for him. That gift card will not go into anyone in Dallas except that brother. Subhanallah alayhi al-azim. Look at this, right? And back to the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown in the well, right? He was thrown in the well by his brothers. Imagine the qafila, the caravan that came to that well. How long had they been, you know, walking in the desert? Perhaps a month, maybe? A month. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, made them walk for a month or maybe more because Yusuf alayhi salam was going to be in that well and they were going to save Yusuf alayhi salam. That's the plan and the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhwani wa akhawati, al-hikam al-ata'iyah, one of the hikam, the wisdoms of Imam ibn al-ata'iyah al-sakandari, he says, arih nafsaka min at-tadbiri fama qama bihi ghayruka anka la taqum bihi li nafsik. He says, relieve yourself from overthinking and planning for what has been done for you by others, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not need to do it for yourself. Okay? You need to do one thing. In the morning you wake up, log into your computer, you go to your work, drive your car, and go seek your rizq. فَامْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ. And do not worry about the rest. Okay? When I first came from Egypt to the U.S., I was in New York. And you know, my masjid there was close to JFK. And when you have a masjid close to JFK, all the immigrants, mashallah, they end up coming to your masjid first. Yeah? And a lot of brothers, sisters, mashallah, who were cabbies. You know, they used to drive the yellow cab back before Uber. And wallahi, I would hear stories. They would tell me, Sheikh, from the first day till the 25th day of the month, we have don't even have the rent. In the last 5 days, I don't know what happens. We get the rent and we get all the bills, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. This is tadbir from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't bother yourself. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala work behind the scenes. If you know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manages your affairs, wallahi, you will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. Your job is to famshu fi manakibiha wa kulu min rizqi. Do your part. Your rizq will come to you. But there is type of rizq, ya khawani, ya khawati, it will not come directly to you. Allah will say, your rizq at the end of the one of the corners of the masjid. If you do not go there and pick it up, it will not come. Okay? So to be clear, you cannot sit at home, obviously, and say that Allah, khalas, Allah guaranteed that the rizq will come to me. It doesn't work this way. You know, there was a story of this guy who used to make dua for 40 years to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a child. Number of years. Oh Allah, give me a child. Oh Allah, give me a child. And then one day someone said, how about getting married first? I was like, brother, you're not married and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a child. How is that possible, right? So your job is to fas'a fi manakibiha. Now, there is some akhdi bil asbab, ya akhwani. For the sake of time, today I'm coming to you with, inshallah, some tips and advice on how to increase your rizq and your barakah, inshallah. I don't think you'll have time to write all of this down. So inshallah, when they post this video, go back and inshallah, take them one by one as much as you can if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase your rizq, inshallah, and to protect your job and to protect your children and your family. By the way, before I get into this 20 tips that I have for you quickly, inshallah. Khwani akhawati, money is just a part of rizq. Do we believe in this fact? Money, just one portion. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, he has given you your haqq 100%. Money is just 1%. 1%. Wallahi, being in the masjid now is rizq. Looking at me right now is rizq. Hearing me right now is rizq. Your family at home, rizq. Your children, Allahu Akbar. Your health, your community, all of these things, the rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our problem is we're limiting, subhanallah, the definition of rizq to money. If I have money, I have rizq. If there is no money, there is no job, there is no rizq. Rizq is much more than that. And you have a lot of rizq already. Allah has given you a lot of rizq already. Maybe money here and there doesn't come. Why? It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. Sometimes we will test you by poverty. It will happen sometimes. But Allah subhanallah, remember that before you were born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for you. Before even making one rak'ah, Before even raising your hands and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has provided for you. And when Shaykh al-Islam ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmahullah ta'ala, he said, when you're born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed one door for you, for rizq, and he opened two through nursing. And then after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed these two doors, and he opened multiple doors for you. And then on the day of judgment, Allah has given you, will give you Jannah, inshallah. Look at that. So your rizq is maktub, is guaranteed. It will come to you. Sometimes it gets stuff, yes, it happens. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see if you have sabr or not. So ikhwani wa akhwati, quickly inshallah rabbil alameen, if you want Allah to increase your rizq, inshallah rabbil alameen, the number of things you can do. Number one, the first ayah I recited. Did anyone pay attention to the first ayah I recited today? Huh? What was it? I don't remember myself, so you don't have to remember. I'm just kidding. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Every single day have ورد, meaning that it's a number of صلاة السلام على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم that I'm going to make every single day. Every single day I'm not leaving this. With the niyyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase me rizq. We're moving forward inshallah very quick. Two rak'ah. You have haja from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two rak'ah. Wallahi, miracle. Wallahi, this two rak'ah, haja lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you know what I'm going through. Ya Allah, you know that, you know, I'm struggling. My family is struggling, ya Allah. I cannot find a job, ya Allah. Please, pray and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see the mu'ajiza, the miracle will happen, inshallah, rabbil alameen. Number three, al-istighfar. We know this all the time. Alhamdulillah, we speak about that. Astaghfirullah, 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 100 times, 200 times. Maybe there is one sin, one sayyah that is preventing your rizq from coming to you. It can happen, okay? Allah, Nuh alayhi salam, and we know the story. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Nuh alayhi salam is saying that. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Make istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend the rain upon you, okay? Huh? وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ. And he will provide you with wealth. Allah gives the money. Allah gives the money too. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بَأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Istighfar from the Quran. These are all examples from the Quran, inshallah. So the first one, as-salah wa-salam ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second one is two rak'ah, inshallah, al-haja. Number three, al-istighfar. Ask for forgiveness. Number four, ar-rida biqadr Allah Azza wa Jal. Be content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. When you have this rida biqadr Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you, inshallah. Wa if ta'adhana rabbukum, la in shakartum, la azidannakum. Right? And that takes me to the next one. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah for everything. Maybe the money is not enough, but I have the community, I have the family, I have happiness, I have health. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Always be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number six, ya ikhwani, al-du'a bayna al-adhan wal-iqama. You know, this time is gold. Between adhan and the iqama. All right? Between the adhan and the iqama. Make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your rizq is not enough, make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this particular time. And then, you know what else? And wallahi, I tried this. And some brothers that I give the advice, wallahi, they tried this and it worked. Sadaqah. I remember I gave khutbah before, and one brother, he came and he said, Sheikh, right after Jum'ah, wallahi, he said, I had a job for 25 years and I just lost it. And I'm devastated. 25 years in the same place. Can you imagine? I told him, yani, alhamdulillah, I comforted the brother a little bit, alhamdulillah. And then I told him about istighfar, and I told him, give sadaqah. I was like, sadaqah, Sheikh, I'm struggling. You want me to give sadaqah? I said, wallahi, give sadaqah. Give sadaqah. Subhanallah. You know the $1 that you're going to give to a poor person, to the masjid, wherever. That's just to give sadaqah. I tell you, Allah, not only I'm struggling, but you know what? I'm also going to give sadaqah, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Wallahi, the brother came back to me smiling. He said, wallahi, I got a job better than the one that I was in 25 years. Subhanallah. These are real life examples, ikhwani. I'm not making these things up. And I'm sure that each and every one of us has a lot of examples. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Fast forward. So, as-sadaqa al-yawmiyya. Sadaqa al-yawmiyya. Just $1 if you can. And then, istiqta' shahri. What does it mean? From your paycheck. You know, an automatic payment to Sadaqa, charity organization, relief organization, you know, $10, $20, they don't even think about it. This is with the niyyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect your job, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify your wealth. Try all of these things and you will see the khayr coming to you, inshallah. What else? Salat rahim. Okay, as the Prophet ﷺ says, "Man arada an yunsa lahu fi umrihi wa yubsat lahu fi rizqi falyasrahima." A list of your family members. Call them once a month. You know, this uncle I'm going to call this month. With the niyyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you rizq halal tayyib mubarak. Salat rahim increases the rizq and it gives the barakah and puts barakah in your rizq, inshallah. What else, ikhwani? Jabr al-khawatir, to help people out. Be with the people, be in the service of people. Maybe you cannot help them financially, but you can guide one brother to find a job, one brother to take care of, you know, some business here and there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you back, inshallah, rabbil alameen. What else? Husnu dhanni billah. Ana inda husnu dhanni abdi bi. If you have thought, negative thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you'll be poor, Allah will make you poor. If you have husnu dhanni that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a better job than the one you lost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a better job. Then what do you think of the Lord of the world? Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of the, you know, the heavens and the earth, doesn't have a job for you? Allahu Akbar. We need to improve our husn al-dhannu Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, as-sa'i wal-akhdi bil-asbab, as I said, do your part. Famshu fi manakibah. Don't worry how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings rizq to you. Don't worry about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you do your part, khalas, al-akhdi bil-asbab. And leave the rest up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then number what now? 10? MashaAllah. That's number 12. Now number 13, brother. You're missing three. Ad-da'wa ila Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Da'wa, Allahu Akbar. You ask the ulama and the mashaykh and ahl al-Quran, Allahu Akbar. If you know the rizq comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you give da'wa, and giving da'wa doesn't mean that you have to stand here and give khutbah, right? By telling people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will put barakah in your rizq, your family, and your children, inshallah, rabbil alameen. And then, al-umrah, ikhwani wa akhwati. If, Shaykh, I'm struggling, if you can, go for umrah, wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up rizq for you. While I was performing umrah for the first time in my life as a poor man who was in Egypt, younger brother in Egypt before I came to the US, I went to one of my friends while we were making tawaf. You know, he held my hand and he said, "We are here. Wallahi, Al-Kareem, the most generous, will take care of us." Subhanallah Al-Ali Al-Azim, 1 month after the umrah, I got the contract in New York City. Wallahi Al-Azim, that we'll talk about 15 years ago, maybe more. Subhanallah Al-Ali Al-Azim. Umrah, if you can, and go make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over there. For young people, that's for young people who are not married. Az-zawaj. You know marriage? Increase the rizq. I know the brothers who are married now, they're like, what are you talking about? We've been broke since we got married. But a rizq, al-zawaj, wallahi, it gives the rizq. Wallahi, it provides. It provides. Subhanallah, think of your situation before and after marriage. You cannot deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for you. Maybe, you know, ups and downs, it happens. But majority of time, Allah gives rizq. وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Get them married and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for them. Rizq. Al-Zawaj. Again, this is for young people. The brothers now, you don't have to go and say, I'm going to get second wife or something. No. That's not what we're talking about here. All right, what else? Salat al-Fajr. Salat al-Fajr. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha says, I wonder for those who don't pray Fajr, how are they going to get the rizq? Rizq in the morning. It's written in the morning. If you are asleep and it's 9 a.m. here, all right, in Dallas, and in the East Coast, it's 10, all right? Or if you live in California, it's 6 a.m. and over there, they're making decisions Wall Street on your behalf. And you're still asleep, all right? You need to wake up to get the barakah. In the barakah of Fajr. And then talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, munajat Allah azza wa jal. Talk to Him. Say, Ya Allah, you know my situation. You know I'm struggling. My family is struggling. Take care of me, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hear you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will comfort you. And He will provide for you. And then, Ya Akhwani, number 19, tark al mal al haram. Stay away from haram. Do not take ضيق الرزق that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it difficult for you a little bit, that you go and eat haram and do something which is haram. Because you know, that I have no other option. La, 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 la. This haram that he choose, wallahi, will prevent you from a lot of halal will come in the future. Ista'in billahi azza wa jal. If Allah is making it difficult for you, have sabr and do your part, inshallah, rabbil alameen. And finally, there are number of haram things, not just al-mal here, number of haram things that if you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the barakah away from your rizq. Like what? Wal'ayadu billah, al-zina. Al-zina, al-zina. Iyak wal-zina. Adultery. This, ya akhwani, prevents the barakah completely. All right? The person who, you know, who does, you know, the zina and goes in the path of shaitan, wallahi, 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 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it even more difficult for them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent the barakah. Not only this, Allahu a'lam, they might end up catching disease or something. Your life is not going to be good. So stay away. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in rizq, ya rabbal alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hayah tayyibah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hayah tayyibah, ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.